This is the Sakar Murli of the 3rd of September 2025. Essence, sweet children, the true guide has come to teach you the true pilgrimage. Purity is the main thing in your pilgrimage. Stay in remembrance and become pure. Question: what things should you, the children of the messenger, not argue about or debate, but just have one concern? Answer: children of the messenger, give everyone this message. Consider yourself to be a soul and remember the Father. With this fire of yoga, your sins will be absolved. Just have this one concern. There is no benefit to be had in getting involved in other things. You simply have to give everyone the Father's introduction, through which they can become theists. When they understand who the Father, the Creator, is, it will become easy for them to understand about creation. Song: our pilgrimage is unique. Om Shanti. You sweetest spiritual children know that you are residents of that true pilgrimage place. The true guide and we, his children, are going on the true pilgrimage. This is a land of falsehood. It is an impure land. We are now going to that land of truth, a pure land. People go on pilgrimages. Sometimes there are special pilgrimages where anyone can go at any time. This too is a pilgrimage where you go when the true guide himself comes. He comes at the confluence of every cycle. There's no question of heat or cold in this, nor is there any question of stumbling around. This is the pilgrimage of remembrance. Even sannyasis go on those pilgrimages. Those who are true to their pilgrimage remain pure. All of you are also on a pilgrimage. You are Brahmins. Who are the true Brahma Kumars and Kumaris? Those who never indulge in vice. All of you are definitely effort makers. Although there may be thoughts in your minds, the main thing is not to indulge actually in vice. If someone asks you how many of you Brahmins are viceless, tell him, there is no need to ask this question. Would you be nourished by all those things? You simply have to become pilgrims. There is no benefit in asking how many pilgrims there are. Some Brahmins are true and some are false. Today they are true and tomorrow they become false. If someone falls into vice, he does not remain a Brahmin. He becomes a Shudra again. Today he makes a promise. Tomorrow he falls into vice and becomes like a devil. To what extent should the Father sit here and explain those things? Neither will you be nourished by those things, nor will your mouths be sweetened by them. Here we are remembering the Father and also coming to understand the beginning, the middle, and the end of the Father's creation. There is no value in anything else. Tell them, here we are taught to remember the Father, and purity is the main thing in this. Those who are pure today and who then become impure would no longer be Brahmins. For how long can we sit here and tell you all of those things? Many fall in this way, in the storms of Maya. This is why no rosary of Brahmins can be created. We are the children of the messenger and are giving you his message. We children of the messenger give you this message, Consider yourselves to be souls and remember the Father. Your sins will be absolved in this fire of yoga. Just have this one concern. Human beings ask many questions. There is no benefit to be had in getting involved with anything except this one aspect. Here you have to know how to change from an atheist into a theist and from an orphan into someone who belongs to the Lord and Master, so that you can claim your inheritance from the Master. These are the things you should ask. Otherwise, all of you are effort makers. Many fail due to vice. When someone sees his wife after many days, don't even ask. When someone has the habit of drinking or smoking, then, because he isn't able to stop doing that, he will drink or smoke secretly, even when he goes on a pilgrimage. What can anyone do? There are many who don't tell the truth and continue to hide what they do. Baba shows you children many ways that you can reply tactfully. Only give the introduction of the one Father through whom human beings can become theists. Until they first know the Father, it is useless to ask questions. There are many who come here but don't understand anything. They simply continue to listen, but they experience no benefit. Some write to Baba. 1,000, 2,000 people came here, but out of all of them, only one or two continue to come to understand. Such and such important people continue to come to the large gatherings. It is understood that they have not received the introduction that they should have. Only when they receive the full introduction can they understand that what you are saying is right. The Father of us souls is the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul. He is teaching us. He says, consider yourselves to be souls and remember me. Become pure in this final birth. Those who don't remain pure are not Brahmins. They are Shudras. This is a battlefield. The tree will continue to grow and there will also be storms. Many leaves will continue to fall off. Who would sit and count who the true Brahmins are? True Brahmins are those who never become Shudras, those whose eyes are not even slightly attracted to anyone. The Karmateet stage will be reached at the end. The destination is very high. Nothing should enter your minds. You will reach that stage at the end. At this time, not a single one has such a stage. All of you are effort makers at this time, and you continue to fluctuate. The main thing is the eyes. We are souls and we are playing our parts through these bodies. You need to make this practice very firm. Wars will continue to take place for as long as this kingdom of Ravan exists. The Karmateet stage will be reached at the end. As you progress, you will have this feeling and you will continue to understand it. At the moment, the tree is still very small. As soon as there are storms, leaves fall off. Those who are weak fall off the tree. Each one of you can ask yourself what your stage is. Don't get too involved with those who ask questions. Tell them, we are following the Father's Srimat. The Unlimited Father comes and gives us unlimited happiness. That is, he is establishing a new world where there will only be happiness. The region where human beings reside is called a world In the incorporeal world, there are only souls. It doesn't enter anyone's intellect how each soul is a tiny point. You mustn't tell this to anyone new at first. First of all, explain to them that the Unlimited Father gives you the unlimited inheritance. Bharat was pure and has now become impure. After the Iron Age, there will be the Golden Age. No one except you BKs can explain this. This is a new creation, and the Father is teaching you. This explanation should remain in your intellects. There's nothing difficult about it, but Maya makes you forget and makes you perform sinful acts. There has been the habit of performing sinful acts for half a cycle. All of those devilish habits have to be removed. Baba himself says, all of you are effort makers. It takes a long time to attain the Karmatit stage. Brahmins never indulge in vice. While on the battlefield, they are defeated. There is no benefit to be had by asking such questions. First of all, remember your father. Shiv Baba orders us exactly as he did in the previous cycle. Consider yourselves to be souls and remember me. This is the same battle. The Father is only one. Sri Krishna cannot be called the Father. They have inserted the name of Sri Krishna. Only the Father changes wrong and makes it right. This is why he is called the Truth. At this time, it is only you children who know the secrets of the whole world. In the Golden Age, it is the deity dynasty. In Ravan's kingdom, it is the devil's dynasty. You have to show the confluence age very clearly. This is the most elevated confluence age. On that side, there are deities, whereas on this side, there are devils, but there is no battle between them. The battle is between you Brahmins and the vices, but this isn't called a battle either. The greatest vice of all is lust. That vice is the greatest enemy. By conquering it, you become conquerors of the world. It is because of that vice that innocent ones are beaten. There are many types of obstacles. The main thing is purity. By continuing to make effort and continuing to experience storms, you will eventually become victorious, because Maya will become tired. In a boxing match, the stronger one will very quickly overcome his opponent. Their business is to fight very well and gain victory. Strong ones become very famous. They receive prizes. Here, it's an incognito thing for you. You souls know that you were pure, and that you have now become impure. You now have to become pure again. Give everyone this message. Don't get caught up in those questions they ask. Your business is spiritual. Baba filled us souls with this knowledge, and we received a reward afterwards when this knowledge disappeared. Baba is now once again filling us with this knowledge. Now maintain your intoxication. Tell them, we are giving you the Father's message. Remember the Father and you will benefit. Your business is spiritual. The first and foremost thing is to know the Father. Only the Father is the ocean of knowledge. He doesn't relate the scriptures. Those people who become doctors of philosophy study books, whereas God is knowledgeful. He has the knowledge of the beginning, the middle, and the end of the world. Did he study anything? He knows all the Vedas and scriptures, etc. The Father says, "My part is to explain this knowledge to you." No one else can explain to you the contrast between this knowledge and devotion. This knowledge is a study. Devotion cannot be called this knowledge. The bestower of salvation is the One Father alone. World history definitely repeats. After this old world ends, that new world definitely has to come. You children know that Baba is teaching you once again. The Father says, "Remember me." He emphasizes this the most. Baba knows that many very well-known children are very weak in this pilgrimage of remembrance. Those who are not very well known, those who are in bondage or poor, stay on the pilgrimage of remembrance a great deal. Each one of you can ask your heart, "For how long do I remember the Father?" Baba says, "Children, remember me as much as possible. Remain very cheerful inside. God is teaching you. Therefore you should have so much happiness." The Father says, "You souls were pure. Then, by taking different bodies while playing your parts, you have become impure. You now have to become pure again, and then play your divine parts again. You belong to the deity religion. You have been around the cycle of 84 births. Not everyone of the Sun Dynasty takes 84 births. Some continue to come down later. Otherwise, everyone would come down immediately. If someone wakes up early in the morning and uses his intellect, he can understand these things. It is you children who have to churn the ocean of this knowledge. Shiv Baba doesn't do this. He says, understand that whatever I tell you according to the drama, I am only explaining the same things that I explained to you in the previous cycle. You have to churn this knowledge because it is you who have to give this knowledge to others and explain it. This Brahma also churns this knowledge. It is you BKs who have to churn it, not Shiv Baba. The main thing is not to talk too much to anyone. Those who study the scriptures argue a lot among themselves. You mustn't argue or debate with anyone. You simply have to give everyone the message. First of all, explain the main thing. Make them write down the first lesson of who it is who is teaching you. If you explain this to them at the end, they develop doubt. Because their intellects don't have faith, they don't understand anything. They simply say, "What you are saying is right." First of all, explain the main thing about knowing who the Father, the Creator, is, and then understand the secrets of creation. The main thing is who the God of the Gita is. You have to win them over in that. Which religion was established first? Who makes the old world new? Only the Father gives this new knowledge to souls, and it is through this that the new world is established. You have been given recognition of the Father and the new creation. First of all, make Alpha firm for them so that they can definitely attain the kingdom. Only from the Father can you receive this inheritance. As soon as you know the Father, you claim a right to the inheritance. As soon as a baby takes birth and sees his parents, that becomes fixed for him. He doesn't go to anyone but his mother and father, because it is from the mother that he receives milk. You too are receiving the milk of this knowledge. He is the mother and father, is he not? These are very subtle things. No one can understand these things quickly. Acha. To you, sweetest, beloved, long-lost and now-found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bapdada. The Spiritual Father says Namaste to you, spiritual children. Essence for Dana 1. Become a true, pure Brahmin. Never have any thoughts in your mind of becoming impure, a Shudra. Create such a stage that your eyes are never attracted by anyone else. 2. Remember everything that the Father explains to you. Finish the devilish habits that you have formed of performing sinful acts. Continue to make effort to attain the elevated destination of complete purity. Blessing. May you become a Master Almighty Authority and find solutions to all reasons, and so remain free from fear and worry. At present, together with temporary happiness, there are also the two things of worry and fear. Where there is worry, there cannot be peace of mind. Where there is fear, there cannot be peace. So together with happiness, there are also the reasons for sorrow and peacelessness. However, you are Master Almighty Authority children who are filled with the treasure of all powers, the ones who find solutions to all the reasons, ones who are embodiments of solutions, who find solutions to all problems, and so you are free from worry and fear. Any problem that comes in front of you comes to play with you and not to make you afraid. Slogan. Make your attitude, vritti, elevated, and your home and family, pravritti, will automatically become elevated. Aviat signal. Now ignite the fire of love and make your yoga volcanic. According to the time, as you Brahmins bring souls closer, you must also continue to serve the atmosphere to make it as powerful as fire. For this you can have bhati and deep discussions amongst yourselves. But you have to experience the volcanic form and also give others this experience. Remain busy in doing this service and all the trivial matters will be transformed. Om Shanti.